Hi, Maria.
Huh?
Hi, this call's for Maria or Mr. and Mrs. Sanders.
Speaking.
Hi, my name is Jaden. I'm calling on a recorded line. This is in regards to the Depo Provera lawsuit. Did you already have an attorney assisting you with filing a claim?
No.
Got you. And after using Depo, do you know what you were diagnosed with or how you were affected?
Yeah. Can you hold on 1 second? Let me step out. Go to a quiet. Hold on. Okay. Sorry about that.
No worries. And so after using Depo Provera, did you have any negative side effects or any diagnosis?
Yeah, the side effects I had was irregular periods, headaches, weight gain, mood swings.
Got you. So irregular periods, headaches, mood swings.
Mm-hmm. Weight gain.
Got you. Those are all very serious.
Mm-hmm.
And when was the last time that you used Depo Provera?
The last time I used it, it's been a while. Calling me now. They gotta wait. Somebody's calling me.
No worries.
It was September, I believe. September of, I think 2015.
September of 2015. And since then, have you had any MRIs or CT scans?
I had a MRI and a CT scan, yes.
And were there any diagnosis from that? Or?
The diagnosis that I got was meningioma or something like that. It's like a tumor or something in my head is what the diagnosis was. That was more serious than the others.
Got you. So it was a type of meningioma?
Yes.
Okay. And you don't already have an attorney assisting you?
No.
And would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Sure.
Okay. And then I just want to let you know this is on a recorded line for our attorney group. And you did not already have an attorney assisting you?
No.
And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter or signed documents with another law firm?
No, I have not signed down documents.
And we'd be filing this claim for yourself, correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
And what was your injury after taking Depo Provera use for at least 1 year?
You said it one more time?
What was your injury after taking Depo Provera?
Just a tumor. And then the other side effects. Mm-hmm.
And then just to confirm, what was the name of the tumor?
Meningioma. I'm probably saying it wrong.
And then where was that located in your body?
My head.
Gotcha. That was in the brain?
Yes.
And what was your date of diagnosis with the meningioma?
10/7/15.
2015?
Huh? Yeah.
And then if I may ask, what was your date of birth?
I'm sorry, say it again?
What was your date of birth?
Date of birth, May 26, 71. Hold on. Ain't no stick. Hold on.
No worries.
I just pulled it down.
And then if I may ask, do you know if anyone... Sorry, is this a good time?
Uh-huh, go ahead.
No, you're good. Do you know if anyone else in your family was using or injured by Depo Provera?
No.
Okay.
There wasn't.
And did you receive Depo Provera or Depo Provera shot or a pill or a shot? Shot.
Shot. Mm-hmm.
Got you. And did you consume or use the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo Provera?
No, just a shot.
Okay, but you did consume or use the name brand injectable.
Yeah.
And which injectable did you use? Was it Depo Provera, Depo Sub Q Provera, or a generic metroxyprogesterone acetate?
It was a Depo Provera, was the actual name. It wasn't generic.
Gotcha. And did you or a loved one use the name brand Depo Provera prior to switching to the generic version for a minimum of 1 year? It's okay
no.
if you didn't switch.
No.
Did you use the name brand Depo-Provera prior to switching for just a minimum of 1 year, even if you didn't switch?
No, I just used the one that I know of.
Sorry, so how many times did you use Depo-Provera?
I did 13 shots of it.
Okay, so you did use it for a minimum of 1 year, but you didn't
One
switch
year,
to
yeah.
our version.
I did not switch. Sorry, I didn't understand the question.
No, it's okay, no worries. And how many years were you using Depo-Provera for, to the best of your
Many
knowledge?
years? About 3.
And can you confirm you had at least 4 injections prior to your diagnosis of meningioma?
Yes, I did.
And did you use Depo-Provera between January 1st, 1992, through to the present date?
To the present date.
Or any time between now and then, or between January 1st, 1992 to now?
Yes, I did. I used it in 2012.
Perfect. And so you started in 2012 and stopped in 2015?
Yes.
Perfect. And then, sorry, could you confirm your gender for me, please?
Male, female.
Perfect. And then could I have the spelling on your first name, the middle
Kim.
initial, and the spelling on your last name?
M as in Mary, A as in apple is the middle initial. Sanders, Sanders.
MARIA.
Yes. Sanders.
Got you. And then this next part is for HIPAA and medical purposes. When the attorneys go to gather your records, could we have your full social, please?
247-237-330.
And again, this is on a recorded line, so anything discussed is protected by our attorney group. I'm just going to confirm the email and phone number I have. It's mariasanders0526@gmail.com.
Yes,
And the phone number is 980-585-7341.
Yes,
And was that a mobile, home phone, or both?
It's both.
And then, could I have your full home address, please?
8915 Legacy Park Drive, Apartment L is in Lima, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28269.
Apartment L as in Lena.
L is in Lima.
Perfect. And that was 8915 Legacy Park Drive, Charlotte, Mecklenburg County, North Carolina,
Yes.
28269.
Yes.
Awesome. Apartment L.
Yes.
And then was Depo, we are almost done here. Was Depo Provera administered by a doctor, medical staff, or by yourself?
Doctor.
June, how many times were you given, were you injected with the product?
I did 13 shots.
And then do you remember the name or the, name of the doctor or medical staff member that gave you Depo? It's okay if not.
Yeah, I do. It was Dr. Heather Bain, BANE.
BANE. And which hospital was she out of?
She was at the Novant. I think that's what it's called.
Nova.
Atrium Health. I think it's Atrium Health on Blythe Boulevard.
I have 1000 Blythe
Yes.
Boulevard, Charlotte,
Yeah.
North Carolina.
Yeah, we got like three, and I forget the name of them.
It's okay. No worries. We're able to look it up. So if I just need the name and I'll be able to find it. The phone number I found was 704-355-3153.
Yes, that's the phone number. Seven,
And then the name of the hospital was Novant Health.
Novant, that's what I thought, yeah.
And
I thought it was
yeah.
Christy, but it must have changed too.
Oh. Yeah, I looked up Dr. Heather Bain and it came up immediately.
Okay.
And she's an obstetrics and gynecologist, or
OB-GYN.
OB-GYN.
OB-GYN, yeah.
Sorry about that. Perfect. And
That's
then,
how I see
so,
it, because I can't see all
I got you.
that.
And then for the prescribing, were you ever, for the meningioma, what was the method of diagnosis? Was it CT scan, MRI, both?
It was both. It's, yeah.
And then, do you know the name of the doctor that diagnosed you?
The name of that doctor was, let me see, I want her name. His name down. Leave that
Do you
was
know the hospital you're diagnosed at?
Atrium Health Carolina Medical Center. It was Anthony Asher.
Anthony Asher.
Anthony Asher.
And that was out of Atrium
He was
Health.
at Atrium Health Carolina, the medical center. That's who diagnosed me and treated me.
Dr. Anthony L. Asher, MD.
Yes.
Awesome. And then just one second while I put his information in. And that was Atrium Health in North Carolina.
Yes.
Which do you know which was it in? Sorry, I'm just gonna read off the first address I have. It's Atrium Health Carolinas Medical Center on Blythe Boulevard. Same one.
Yes, that one. Bye. Yes.
Awesome. And then just one second. Phone number I found was 704-355-2000.
I have Dr. Asher at 704-376-1605.
1605.
Yes, that must be the main hospital number you got.
All right. I'll put that one. I'll put whichever one you have. Health Carolinas Medical
Those
Center.
my clothes I just dried.
And then the phone number one more time is 704-376-1605.
Yes.
And then the doctor's specialty, he's a
Neurosurgeon, I think.
neurosurgeon.
Yeah.
And did you have any prior cancer diagnosis before the meningioma?
No.
And did you ever receive radiation treatment prior to your meningioma diagnosis?
No.
And then what type of treatment did you receive for the meningioma?
Radiation or the tumor?
Radiation. And then do you know the name of the doctor that treated you or that performed the radiation?
I thought it was Asher. Yeah, Dr. Asher who diagnosed me and who and treated me.
And then it was out of the same hospital as well.
Yes.
Awesome. And then just one second. And that was Atrium Health Carolinas Medical Center. And
Yes.
the phone number I'm going to put down is 704-376-1605.
1605, yes.
Awesome. We're almost done here. Did you ever go to like a pharmaceutical afterwards or get any medication from a pharmacy afterwards?
But I went to CVS Medical, CVS Pharmacy on Mallet Creek
And then
to
how'd
get
you
me
spell
more medicine.
it? Malachar?
Mallet Creek, CVS on Mallet Creek is the pharmacy.
Oh, Mallard Creek. Okay, perfect.
Yes.
So, and that's 10515 Mallard Creek, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28626.
Yes.
I'm just going to put this down really quick, then we'll move on. And then, was there any specific doctor you went and saw there?
No, just him. Just at the pharmacy? No, I just picked up the medicine from there. No
Perfect.
doctors.
Awesome. I just have to confirm, and thank you for letting me know. Just one second. Okay. And then, do you have any a family history of meningioma?
No.
And were you ever hospitalized for the meningioma?
Yes.
And then, do you remember the dates that you were hospitalized? It's okay if not.
It was like 10 or 15 days before I started. So I started treatment October 30th, 2015. So I was in there like 10 days prior to that. So it would have
Okay.
been sometime in September of 2015.
September of 2015.
Yes, the end of September. I was
And do you
there for
remember
like
how much?
10, about 10, 12 days, I think. Like 12 days.
Hospitalized for 12 days. And then, are there any other medical notes we can put down, or is this okay?
This
And do you have medical records showing a meningioma diagnosis?
Yes, but not with me.
That's okay. The attorneys would reach out to the hospital first. If they weren't able to access them, would you be able to provide them by mail or electronically?
Yes, I'll see what I can
And then, do you have access to your My Chart? It's okay if not.
Do I have access to my MyChart?
Yes.
Yeah, a little bit.
Got you. And then for this last part, we request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you. This just ensures we can continue your contact or your case for your loved ones.
Okay.
The emergency contact, do they live with you or not live with you?
No, do not.
Okay. And then could I just have their first name, phone number, and relationship to you?
No, this the box I'm keeping. The box I'm not keeping is over here. Is that clear box over here?
Oh, and then for the
I'm
emergency.
sorry, the phone number is Ty, T-Y, Lee, L-E-E.
Gotcha.
And his phone number is 704-923-7288.
And then what was his relationship to you?
Son. Yeah,
Son,
that's the box I'm keeping.
and it's okay if not, but do you have his email address? And
I'm
then,
sorry, say it again.
no worries. It's okay if you don't, but do you have his email address?
No, I don't.
Okay,
Sorry.
and then it's okay. Do you have his home address by chance?
2406 Milton Avenue, Gastonia.
Gastonia, North Carolina. 2406 Milton Avenue, Gastonia, North Carolina. 28052.
Yes,
Awesome. And then just one second. I'll send these documents in a few seconds and we'll go over them.
Okay.
And then I'm just going to put your email address down for his, if that's okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. And then I'm just going to confirm some of this information before I send out these documents, just to make sure everything comes out on paper correctly. The date of diagnosis is October 7th, 2015. Date of birth is 05/26/1971.
Yes.
Spelling on the first name is Maria, Maria.
Correct.
Middle initial is A, and then last name is Sanders, Sanders.
Yes.
And then full social is 247-237-330.
Yes.
And then phone number on file is 980-585-7341.
Yes, correct.
And then full address I have is 8915 Legacy Park Drive, Apartment L, Charlotte, Mecklenburg County, North Carolina 28269.
Yes, correct.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to send these documents out. Just let me know as soon as you do get them, and then we'll go from there. It'll take a few seconds. I'll walk you through them.
What is the document? All right, I just got something.
It should come from Jaden at Mass Tort Strategies. This is just our official retainer from our attorney group. And then just let me know as soon as you, the first email or text is going to be a link. As soon as you have clicked on that link, it's going to take you to a page that's going to ask you to review and act on these documents. I'll just click continue through. And then as soon as you are on the actual documents themselves, it's going to say Depo Provera Litigation on the top. And then on the top right, it's going to have a yellow sign or start button, and then it's going to have you sign throughout each page. And then just let me know. Okay, perfect. I did just receive those. Maria A. Sanders, 8915 Legacy Park Drive, Charlotte, North Carolina 28269, Apartment L, 980-585-7341.
Yes.
Maria Sanders, 052 at 0526 at gmail.com.
Yes, correct.
Awesome. I'm just making sure everything's correct. We should be good to go. I'm going to send you a text from my personal number. It's just going to have my name and my office hours. So if you have any, if you'd like to reach out to me before the attorneys get a hold of you, you can.
Okay, I sure will.
And again, you said no one else in your family was affected that you maybe wanted to file on behalf of?
Not at the moment. I can get back with you on next week and let you know.
Yep, just let me know if anything does come up. I'm going to send you my name, my office hours, and my emails. And then if you have any questions, just reach out to me, okay?
Okay, I sure will.
Awesome.
Thank
Thank you
you.
so much. Have a good day.
You too, thanks. Bye.